to all, and certainly we are celebrating also Juneteenth. The people in Galveston, Texas, they learned that they were not only free from war, but free from slavery. So we're celebrating that as well today, but certainly we want to also wish our Heavenly Father a happy Father's Day, because He's been blessing us. He's the one that's been keeping us every step of the way. That's right. Give Him glory. Give Him praise. Amen. Today I want to invite your attention to a passage of Scripture in Luke chapter 11, verses 11 through 13. And those of you that are joining us online, you'll find many resources on our website. As you go to our website, crossroadbc.com, where you'll be able to enjoy many of these messages that we have recorded and stored for you online. And what a blessing it is to know and to hear the Word of God. Luke 11, verses 11 through 13. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will you give him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Amen. Thus in the reading of God's holy word, you may be seated. I want to share with you just a thought today on Father Knows Best. Father knows best. You know, once upon a time, the image that Hollywood was presenting of male parents was one of respect, a role model, examples of leadership and intelligence. And for whatever reason, Hollywood and the media has flipped the script and made men to appear to be weak, careless, and even villains. Yet we cannot back away from the call that God has placed on fathers to stand up and be a father. To be the man that God created you to be. So what I want to do today, I want to encourage the fathers. I want to encourage men to be men. I want to encourage you because it is something from God. It is something that God wants you to do. He wants you to be the best man. I want you to look at somebody and tell them, be the best man. Now, if you're a woman, you know, you can just tell man, be the best man. Be the best man that you can possibly be. I remember growing up watching my three sons and Father Knows Best. And, of course, there was a cultural question. We couldn't exactly relate to that. But, nevertheless, it was a positive image of what manhood and what men ought to be in general. Robert Young and Jane Wyatt would come on each week, and in that situation comedy, what they were trying to do is present various problems, various scenarios, and how those fathers would step in and would do the job that they're supposed to be. And that is what the program was called, Father Knows Best. Later on, The Cosby Show came on, and Bill Cosby portrayed, of course, the in-place dad who would stand up and help his family. I don't know how he managed his time, but he was able to do that. But anyway, he was in place and was there to be that positive image. What we're looking for today is not someone to fit the model of Hollywood, but to fit the model of heaven. What we're looking for today is men who would dare to say, Lord, if you lead me, I will follow. I want to bring out four things today that will help us in our search for manhood and in our search for being the best man that we could possibly be. Be the man that God wants you to be. So what has changed from Hollywood, and what has changed in all of these things? I believe that this current culture has no appreciation for anything that comes from God. I believe that their agenda is not that of the Lord. It's certainly not of the Word. And so what we've got to do is to get back to the basics. We've got to get back to the truth that has set us free. We've got to get back to the Word that enables us to do exactly what we're supposed to do. Hear these words again that Jesus spoke. He said, now, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father. And at that time, people's ears were perked up, and certainly the fathers would, and they would perk up, and they would wonder, now, what is it that I am supposed to do? So men, your ears ought to be perking up. You ought to be saying, what is it that I am supposed to do? What is my assignment from God Almighty? And there are four things that we want to bring out. Number one, you've got to be in the right position. You've got to be in the right position. Number two, you've got to be prepared. A father has to be prepared. The third thing, the father must respond in love. I don't hear any witnesses out there. I said you got to respond in love, not with might, not with fright, not with flight, but you got to respond in love. And then the last thing, the father must give his best. You got to give your best if you want to do the will of God in meeting the needs of your family. Now, this is critical because if we look at fatherhood and as we look at the family, if you mess up the family, as Tony Evans said, you've already messed up the community. If you messed up the community, you've already messed up the state. If you mess up the state, you've already messed up the nation. And if you messed up the nation, in turn, you have messed up the world. So we sit back and we wonder, why do we have a messed up world? Well, the family's jacked up. If you get the family straight, if you get the father straight and the mother straight, I believe everything else is going to work its way out. And do I have any witnesses? So you've got to be able to get the family straight. You've got to understand that men are on a mission. You're not on a vacation trip. You're not on an excursion. You're on a mission. There's something that God has called you to do. And as you read these verses, of course, Jesus is talking about prayer. He talks about prayer, and he says that if you ask, it shall be given. If you knock, the door shall be open. If you seek, you shall find. Go back and look at those verses. But then he goes into this transition, and he uses an example. And guess what example he pulls up? The Father. The Father. Now, if God pulls up that example, then evidently he must want fathers to be fathers. Anybody in the house? So we've got to understand that there's a mission in mind that God would have us to do. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will you give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will you give him a snake? Or if he shall ask an egg, will you give him a scorpion? Now I'm going to get back to the latter part of that verse where it says, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will your Father give good gifts or give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? But the first thing that we discover from God's perspective is that the man or the father has to be in position. You've got to be in the place where God wants you to be. Look at somebody, tell him, get in position.
Get in position.
Now, everybody wants to be blessed by God. Everybody says, I want the Lord to bless me. But are you in the position for God to bless you? Are you in the right place and are you paying attention when God says, I need you to do something?
Right.
See, the blessing is always in the form of what you're supposed to do and what you're supposed to be. Are y'all still here? So Jesus does not mix words. He says, if your child is looking to you, it is the father who ought to be able to say, hey, let me give you something. Let me share this with you. The Lord is telling us that the man is on a mission and he must get into the proper position with God, his creator and his sustainer, because he cannot do anything without God.
Amen.
You can't even walk without him holding your hand. So the Lord is the one that guides us. And what God is doing in these verses, he's saying, now look at me as your example. If you, being a lowly creature, know how to give good gifts unto your children. But go back and look at the word know how. Some folk don't know because ain't nobody told them. Some people don't know because either they've ignored it. They've said to themselves, oh, that ain't important. Listen. The thing that you must do if you're going to be a father in position, you got to learn how to pray. Amen. Them your babies. Amen. Do I have any witnesses? Amen. They're your kids. They're not wards of the state. They're not tax deductions. They're not crumb snatchers. They're not baby kids. Them your kids. Are y'all here? You got to be in a position. And when you take on that mission, part of that mission means that the position is not only in prayer, but also in employment. Amen. It's amazing how that before God gave Adam a wife, he gave him a job. Put him in the garden and said, now you can't take care of this garden. If you learn how to take care of the garden, you'll be able to take care of wife, you'll be able to take care of your kids. Do I have some witnesses in it? So the mission also involves not only the spiritual side, but also the practical side. Having that ability to meet the needs of your family. So this brings us to the second thing. Not only must men be in the right position, you've got to make sure that you're prepared. You're prepared. You don't know what the need is. You don't know what might happen to that child. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will you give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask for an egg, will you give him a scorpion? And the obvious answer is, of course not. You wouldn't do that because you love your children. Knowing what to give the child is a key element. Jesus uses this to illustrate you want to do your very best. You're going to try everything that you can do to do your very best. And if you have to look an example of giving, let me tell you something. When God gives you something, he doesn't give you trash. All right. Can I get a witness? When you needed salvation, God didn't just send an angel from heaven. He sent his only begotten son. Now, if God gives you quality, you ought to be giving your kids quality. I don't want to hear this stuff. Well, I'm gonna make them tough. I'm going to make them tough. And the baby's crying out, said, look, I need something. And here you are giving them a snake. Here you are giving them something worthless. Give the child what they're in need of, and you've got to be prepared for that. You've got to be prepared. It's all about preparing the child. And ladies and gentlemen, you cannot throw money and expect money to solve all the problems. Now, I'm going to go political. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to go political for just a few minutes. What the government is thinking, many cases, we'll just throw some money at it, and that's going to solve the problem. And look at it, we still messed up. In other words, you want to take God out of everything, and then you want to make the God money everything. Are y'all still in the building? But when I get sick in my body, I don't need money, I need healing. Do I have any witnesses? When I get lonely, I don't need, amen, money, I need a friend. And I can't find no greater friend than this friend called Jesus, because he is the Lord of all. So you got to be prepared. You got to make sure that you're in place and that you're prepared to meet the need of your child. And this requires something else. This requires something else. You've got to look at those kids as being valuable to you. Mm-hmm. Valuable to you. Now, in the agricultural society that we kind of migrated from and went into the industrial society, children in the agriculture meant a whole lot to the farmer.
Oh, yeah.
It meant free labor. Can I go back to the country a little bit? Down in Halifax, Virginia, there was this thing called tobacco fields and corn fields. And yeah, if you had a whole lot of chilling, you would be able to pick the corn and the tobacco. Can I get a witness here? But then came the programs that allocated and cut back on crop production, and so children were no longer needed to tend the fields. Along came your society that said, we're going to move into the industrial age. And we're going to mechanize everything so we need fewer people. But God, in his original plan, said, I want you to multiply and be fruitful. I want you to bring forth children, and not only bring them forth, but take care of them. They are valuable to you today. You may not see it, and sometimes they may try to go their own way. They may try to do their own thing, but if you have planted the word of God into their hearts, I declare unto you that God's word will not return unto him void. They might get out there in the world, but you just keep praying, Lord, don't give them any comfort in their sin. Lord, just continue to speak to them and let them know that you're God. Keep praying for your baby. Keep praying for your child. Keep praying because God can and will turn them around. Do I have some witnesses in here? You've got to know how to respond. And the third thing that we want to talk about today, not only being in position and being prepared, but you've got to know how to respond in the time of need. Things are going to happen. Life is. And you can't protect your child from everything. Now, I will take long side of the dads. You know, some of y'all moms, you're too soft on the kids. You always run with the look, oh, baby, let me know. You know, sometimes you got to let them take the bumps. Yeah. When Jay and Tyler were growing up and they, and you know, one day they decided they want to eat a worm, I let them eat it. My wife looked at me and said, how could you? I said, well, you know, I tried to tell them no, and they didn't take no for an answer, so they found out for themselves. Hallelujah. We're living in a society now where many, they are shrinking back from their duty. They're not responding as they ought to a crisis. A lot of times, men will say, go ask your mama. But if they came to you, they ain't asked mama. They asked you. You've got to know how to respond appropriately. There's a sad scripture in 2 Kings chapter 4 where it talks about a son that has been born to this man and a woman, the Shunammite woman. And in that scripture, the Bible tells us that the boy cried out to his father, my head, my head. And the father responded, take him to his mother. Now wait a minute. If the boy is crying out to you, you need to step in. I'm not saying exclude mama. You can include her, but you step up. You do the first aid. You be the one nourishing and cherishing your children. Because again, they're your kids. Never trust the government to raise your kids. I know I'm going political again. I know I'm going political. Well, I just pay my child support. Child support ain't you. I know I stepped on somebody's toe. I'm sorry. I'll give you some shoe polish when you leave church today. Taking them to mother is not the solution. So you wonder why we've got so many frustrated women in our world. You wonder why. It's because men have placed on them responsibilities that should never have been placed on them by themselves. If you want to be a proud father, don't just wait till Father's Day to get a car. Step up the other 364 days of the year, and in case of a leap year, 365. Be the man. Look at somebody, tell them, be the man. Last point I close with, not only should we get in position and be prepared and then respond, and notice you got to respond in love. You got to respond with caring and concern. But the last critical area of fatherhood is in giving your best. It's giving your best. We don't have all the riches of the world, but you have what God gave you. You have what God gave you. And I believe that if you give what you can, God will certainly give the rest. Notice in the passage it talks about a piece of bread, an egg, and a fish. It may not mean much to us in our Western culture, but in many cultures of the world, an egg, a fish, and a piece of bread means a whole lot.
Amen.
And if you would just simply give the simple things, don't try to buy them the latest video game. Go out there and teach them how to fish, teach them how to work, teach them how to do things, and you will be giving them a treasure that will last for a lifetime. I remember for about 9-10 years, every Saturday, Jay and I would go up and clean the Agape Center. I taught him that because I knew that one day he might have to mop floors. And I tell you what, I ain't too ashamed to mop floors now. I know how to do it. I know how to do it because my father taught me. Now, I want to tell you something. I hated being on the farm.
All right.
Hated it. Didn't want to be out there.
Right.
Amen. Going out and pulling corn going out picking garden, all of that. But I tell you what, grocery prices have gotten so high. Y'all, I might go back to farm. I might rent me some land and go back to farming because it got tough out here. Do I have some witnesses?
Amen.
Teach them. Make that impression on their lives by giving not only your best, but giving you. Giving of yourself, giving of your time, and saying to them that they are special in your life. Jesus said, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them who ask him? As I look at this verse in closing, I see Jesus comparing us in giving as evil. He's not doing that to put you down, but one, he wants to prove, number one point, is that you're a human. You can only do human things. Never think of yourself as some superhero. I know a lot of time when we dads and kids don't know any better, they think that we can conquer the world. I know that. Don't let that remove you from the position that you're in your need for God. And the best position, when we go back to the position, the best position for any man to be in is down on his knees. When you're on your knees, you're in the strongest position. It's not when you bench press 200 pounds. It's not, I can't even do 50 pounds. It's not when you get up and you're able to run marathons or you're able to dunk a basketball. That's not manhood in the spiritual sense. You can do those things and it's fine. But a real man is a real man when he gets on his knees and talks to the living God. Somebody said you can call him in the morning. You can call him in the evening. You can call him in the midnight hour. Oh, that men would pray. Oh, that men would get on their knees and cry out to God. If we want to see revival in our land, let the men get down on their knees and pray and call and watch God work miracles. I know what some of you are thinking. What about the women? They already praying. They're waiting on you. They're already calling on God. They're waiting on you to step up and be who you're supposed to be. You will have some witnesses in here. If my people, which are called by my name, come on, men, step up to the plate, step into the game and say, yes, I'm going to do what God wants me to be. I'm going to be a man. Best position, the best position that you could ever be in is to know that God is your Father.
Amen.
I know that there are limitations that I can't, things that I can't do. I certainly can't dunk no basketball. I figured that one out. I certainly cannot be in some of the positions of leadership that other people have been, but I've been in some places. And every place that I've been in, I had to flip the chair around. Instead of sitting in it, I had to flip the chair around and kneel down in the chair and said, God, I can't do this unless you help me. Oh! But then the help came. Then the Lord answered. Then God made a way. And God said, yes, you can. When I said I can't, God says, yes, you can, because I'm going to go with you. Come here, Moses. Talk to me today. Moses will tell you. God sent me on a mission to bring a people out of bondage, and I told God I couldn't do it. But guess what? God said, I'm going with you. Go on down there. I'm going with you, and I'll give you something to work with that you can do your job. Men, I'm calling you to action today. I'm calling you to duty, because God wants you to be the best father that you can be. The devil has lied on you. The devil told a big lie. He said you ain't gonna never be nobody. He told you you won't ever go anywhere. But what you ought to do is tell the devil you lied. God told me the truth. And he said, if I trust in him, if I trust and obey, I can be everything that God wants me to be. Men, today, stick out your chest. Hold up your hand. Walk like you are somebody. After all, it is and not only Juneteenth, but it's God's day.
Amen.
Act like you're free and be the man. Be the man. Be the man. If you do that, I guarantee that the Lord will walk with you. And God will say, that's my boy. That's my child. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I thank you again for your gracious love. Thank you for challenging men today. Thank you for helping us, Lord, that we can step up and join the women in making this world the place it ought to be. We may not change the world, but what we can do, we can change our household. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Thank you for that, Father. And I pray for the people online. I pray that you challenge them. Help them to recognize today that you're the hope, that you're the blessed hope of our hearts. And that, Lord, if we get up and we do what we can, you will provide everything else that is needed. I humbly ask that you bless now and keep us in your grace. I pray in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said,
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the raging sea. For come what may, from day person that you'll ever be, but make you a citizen of God's kingdom.
Amen.
If you're online, you can write to us, go to our website, and drop us a line at crossroadbc.com, pastor@crossroadbc.com, and you'll be able to join and be a part of God's family. If you're in here today, of course, you can come down and join us here at the altar, and we'll pray with you. God may make you a child of God. Is there one today? Is there one? Invitation is given. Whosoever will, let him come. We got a special treat today before we close. Jamari Skates is going to come and sing a Father's Day song and bless our hearts. Amen. Before we close today, y'all got time? Come on, give him a hand as he comes. This young man has faced some ups and downs. Come on, give him. He's had some struggles and trials, but the Lord has blessed him. He's going to sing a song. Amen.
Good morning and Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And yeah. Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day to the fathers. Happy Father's Day to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you.
Pray, our Father, we are so grateful, so thankful that thou hast enabled us, O God, to come together to hear your word. Thank you for your manservant who have delivered a message for all of us so that we, O God, can go out and share it with others so that we can be an example of fathers, O God, today so that those who do not know you may come to know you. We trust you. We love you. And Lord, we depend on you that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us to the fathers who are out there who would actually look at us and look at us as an example of a godly father. Thank you for this privilege. Be with us today. May we continue to give you all the praise and all the glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.